Liberalism by Ludwig von Mises.
This book was read by Wanda McCadden.
Preface by Bettina Bean Greaves, Foundation for Economic Education Incorporated, August 1985. The term liberalism, from the Latin liber, meaning free, referred originally to the philosophy of freedom. It still retained this meaning in Europe when this book was written in 1927, so that readers who opened its covers expected an analysis of the freedom philosophy of classical liberalism. Unfortunately, however, in recent decades, liberalism has come to mean something very different. The word has been taken over, especially in the United States, by philosophical socialists and used by them to refer to their government intervention and welfare state programs. As one example among many possible ones, former U.S. Senator Joseph S. Clark, Jr., when he was mayor of Philadelphia, described the modern liberal position very frankly in these words: "To lay a ghost at the outset and to dismiss semantics, a liberal is here defined as one who believes in utilizing the full force of government for the advancement of social, political, and economic justice at the municipal, state, national, and international levels. A liberal believes government is a proper tool to use in the development of a society which attempts to carry Christian principles of conduct into practical effect." That is from The Atlantic, July 1953. This view of liberalism was so prevalent in 1962, when the English translation of this book appeared, that Mises believed then that to translate literally the original title Liberalismus would be too confusing. So he called the English version the Free and Prosperous Commonwealth. By the following year, however, Mises had decided that the advocates of freedom and free markets should not relinquish...